All right, Alexander, let's see. Blowouts for me, not for thee. Pelosi sneaks visit to closed San Francisco hair salon. I'm reading this from Zero Hedge. I believe Fox News was the first outlet that got this now famous viral short video of Nancy Pelosi in her robe, her hair is wet, walking across this salon, which should have been a closed salon in San Francisco. And of course, there is no social distancing, no mask. The guy behind her actually does have a mask, but Pelosi is not wearing a mask. Now, a little bit of a backstory with this video. From what I understand, the news that I'm getting, it's the owner of the salon that actually passed along the video to Fox News. That's the story that's being played out. So she was pissed, the owner. She was pissed because she's had to close down her salon. She's had to struggle. She's probably seen her friends in other salons or her competitors going through the same thing. Her whole community locked down, closed down, and not able to make a living. And here comes Nancy Pelosi to the salon to get her hair blow dried and dolled out so she could go on MSNBC or CNN. So, Alexandra, I'm going to read you a bunch of tweets after you make your first comments. Another interesting point that I think you could discuss is the fact that it was Nancy Pelosi's assistants who did make a call to the salon in order to set this whole thing up, because once again, that salon should not have been in operation according to the lockdown rules of San Francisco. Alexander.
Well, first of all, this is Pelosi again, basically showing that she's got one rule for applies to her, one rule applies to everyone else. Now, the thing about Pelosi, immensely rich person. I mean, she is hugely rich. She is the Speaker of the House of Representatives. She is also somebody who never stops getting on to some kind of moral high horse. She's pointing fingers at people. She's criticizing Trump all the time for Trump not acting properly, misbehaving. She's makes a whole play about her Catholic faith. She's been talking all the time about face masks, about observing all the rules during the health crisis. She's been going on and on and on about this. And then, of course, she comes along and she goes to a salon and she breaks all the rules. She has the salon opened because apparently that's how it happened. Her people contacted the salon. So she goes there. She breaks all the rules. She doesn't have a face mask. She doesn't apparently give a toss about any of the rules that clearly don't apply to her. She just has to have it done. Now, this is a very wealthy person. If she wanted to have her hair done, I presume there are ways it could be done in her home or it could be done outside or whatever. But clearly, Pelosi doesn't care. She's clearly not worried, by the way. She clearly doesn't think that she's in any sort of danger, any kind of health danger from this kind of activity. And obviously, she doesn't expect that the law will apply to her. Now, I know that she says that she didn't know that she was doing anything wrong. Firstly, we have the well-known legal doctrine that ignorance of the law is no defense. Remember that. But of course she knew that the law, what the law is. I mean, a person like this, is obviously going to take precautions to check in advance about what they can do and what they can't do during all of these restrictions. By the way, I do. When I go to a restaurant, for example, or a bar or whatever, I'm always careful in advance now to make sure that I'm observing the rules and obeying the law. You're going to tell me the Speaker of the House of Representatives doesn't? I don't believe that. If you really think that, then I have a bridge to sell you. But beyond that, anyway, as I said, ignorance of the law is no defense. I think she should be prosecuted because this was a flagrant violation of the law. I'm not holding my breath then.
Oh, she should be fined at the very least.
Absolutely.
But, yeah,
absolutely.
But And I'll read you the actual law in a few minutes. But if Nancy Pelosi didn't know, I'm sure her assistant could have researched and found out what the rules were. Point number one. Point number two is Nancy is in a high risk. Nancy Pelosi is in a high risk group. She's 80 years old. Absolutely. So she's at high risk for the CV. Now, I dug up the Fox News article on this, and sure enough, salon owner Erica Klaus, in a phone interview with Fox News on Tuesday, shared details of Pelosi's visit. I'm reading this directly from Fox News. Klaus explained she has independent stylists working for her who rent chairs in her salon. One of the stylists who rents a chair from me contacted me Sunday night, Klaus said. A screen grab of the text message she received from one of her stylists and obtained by Fox News said, "I'll be there at 2:45 tomorrow. Pelosi assistant just messaged me to do her hair." Klaus replied, "Pelosi?" Question mark. Now I'm putting that message on the screen right now so our viewers can take a look at it. From Jack Posobiec, this tweet, Alexander, "If Pelosi can get her hair done, we can vote in person." Very good point. Very good point. And another tweet from Beau Baldwin, which says, "Your move, San Francisco." And underneath that tweet, he has the order of the health officer, number C19-12C, which says, "Please read this order carefully. Violation of or failure to comply with this order is a misdemeanor punishable by fine, imprisonment, or both. California Health and Safety Code 120295, California Penal Code, San Francisco Administrative Code. That is the order of the health officer." So she violated that order, punishable by fine, impeachment, or both.
Well, there you go. So she should be fined or in prison. Certainly, I mean, fined. Can I just say, I mean, you, the obvious thing you do when you're the speaker in these situations is you say, "Look, I need to go have my hair done. Can you please check what is allowed, what the rules are? And when you contact this salon, please find out what the rules are." She didn't. She didn't care. Or she did know and she still didn't care. So it's an absolutely straightforward case of law breaking. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Very straightforward. She's completely unapologetic about it. Notice she doesn't really say, you know, "I made a terrible mistake. You know, I'm awfully sorry. You know, this isn't the right thing to do. I've made a shocking example. We must all obey and observe these rules." She's not doing any of these things. She's saying, "Well, I didn't know I'm doing anything wrong." I mean, that seems to be her entire reaction. The media, by the way, I notice again, giving her almost complete pass. Well, I don't think where any of us are surprised. And I think the point that was made, that if she can break the rules in that way and is clearly so completely unafraid as to go to a salon in that manner, that we can all certainly go and vote, or at least Americans can go and vote in person, I think that's an excellent point. And and it's obviously the correct one.
Yeah. You know, Americans understand exactly the games the media are playing, because here you have the salon owner, Erica Klaus. She's living in San Francisco. I think it would be pretty safe to say, a pretty safe bet to say that Erica Klaus is probably on the liberal side of things. Knowing San Francisco, I've lived there and I know what it's like. So I would imagine she's got liberal tendencies, but still, she took it to Fox News. She didn't take that video to MSNBC. She didn't take it to CNN. She knew that the only news channel that it had any kind of chance of surfacing and going viral was to send it to Fox News, as she did.
Well, exactly. And by the way, I think that's entirely right, the point you were making. And the American people take these kind of infractions extremely seriously. I mean, to be very clear, most people, vast majority of people who break the rules in this way and get caught doing so, will get imprisoned or fined. Now, in a functioning democracy, a country where it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, those who the people elect to high office ought to be held to the same standard as the people. And I think that is something Americans instinctively know and care about. So the fact that, you know, Nancy Pelosi comes wafting into a salon, breaks all the rules, considers herself not part of, you know, the restrictions that she insists everybody else must follow, breaks the law in a completely open way, I think that will offend a lot of the American people, because that is the nature of the America. That is how America works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can put money on it that the Trump campaign is going to have that video in a whole bunch of campaign ads. You can put money on it. Nancy Pelosi has once again pushed Trump closer to a landslide victory in November with this move.
I entirely agree. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, if the Trump campaign don't, then frankly, there's something wrong with them. But I'm sure they will. I have no doubt about it. They definitely will.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. So Nancy Pelosi's been lecturing us for God knows how long about masks and safety, and there she is.
Yeah.
Hypocrites, hypocrites, all of them, I say, all of them. Yeah. All right, Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on that red subscribe button to make sure you get notified every time we push out a new video or go live. Also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation helps out this small but growing channel. Please go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merchandise, magic mugs, T-shirts, V-necks, magic hats.
Indeed. And here you see, this is a mug. We were talking about the United States and the democratic tradition of the American people. And here you see that we have a mug with the U.S. flag on it, on one of our amazing Duran magic mugs, the best mugs in the world. And can I also say, we've got lots of other flags of other countries. This is Britain. This is the country where I live. You can see Britain there. And we've got Australia, Australia too, and Germany on an enameled mug, and England. So you can see we've got all of these mugs with all of these flags. We've got porcelain mugs. We've got enamel mugs that you can take with you when you're, you know, hiking or walking in the mountains or wherever. And they are fantastic mugs. And if you don't see the flag of your own country, come and wait for a little and it will probably appear. And if not, just drop us a line. And we've also got amazing shirts. Alex is now renewing all our shirts. We got shirts with country and country flags coming too. We got embroidered shirts, and we've also got an amazing new range of hats, trucker's hats, baseball caps, embroidered hats, and a wonderful new range, or ever expanding range of ebooks. You can find them all in our shop. You support the Duran by coming to our shop. Alex will remind you how to do it.
Just go to theduranshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.